This is the Jeff Ward Show.
I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda is to make you think.
Somebody copied me on this. This is the first time I've seen this. I'm not going to say somebody stole the idea. You sort of stole the idea, but that's okay. These RIP Old Austin t-shirts that are for sale now. These are shirts. It's got this phrase, gone but not forgotten. Actually, gone and forgotten. I mean, I'll start going through this list. I mean, I'll just mention a few. And 9 out of 10 people in Austin have no idea. You can't say not forgotten. 9 out of 10 people have no idea where most of these places are. Shady Grove, Threadgills, La Zona Rosa, Atomic City, Austin Music Hall, Huts. That makes me sad. Every Sunday, you know what two of my sons and I would do? Go to, I take them to Huts, then we go to Barton Springs. Just said, it's summertime, you need to do it. Get in there. Jump. Huts is gone. Let's see. Mother's Cafe. That just makes me sad. Now, Kura's took Mother's Cafe spot over, which is cool because that counts as Austin, too. One of the smarter moves that's happened in this town in a long time. But I sat at the bar at Mother's. Mother's was vegetarian. And... Katz's Deli. Nobody knows what that is. Katz's never closes with all K's. Armadillo World Headquarters. Vulcan Video. I Love Video. Is there any video left at all? I mean, really? Castle Hill Cafe. Forgot about that. Clubfoot. I've mentioned that more than once on this show. Nobody has any idea what I'm talking about. Lucy's in Disguise. That's one I didn't see coming, and that one, well, it closed this past year, I think. Dallas Nightclub. I once won a push-up contest there for a pitcher beer. It's a big moment. Players. Oh, boy. I didn't know Spider House was gone. Wow. Spider House is gone. Liberty Lawns. That's been a long time. I will never, ever forget the smell of urine, sweat, and weed like you get at Liberty Lunch. Let's see. Soap Creek Saloon. Miltos. I loved Miltos. City Coliseum. South Park Meadows, the Holiday House. Nobody knows what that is. I do, because I tried to save an alligator there once. Charlie the Alligator, people used to throw French fries at him. You know what I did? I tried to free him at the Holiday House, the burger place on Barton Springs Road. Let's see. Back Room. Yeah. Buffalo Billiard, Swedish Hill. I thought Swedish Hill was with us still, just in a fancier way. Frank and Angie's gone. Vinny's Italian Cafe gone. All these are gone. LS Teca, that's depressing. That is really depressing. Mother Earth. Skyline Club. I can keep going. Charlie's Playhouse. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, the shirt may be cool. It may be cool for people that just moved here to wear, and they can act like, you know, they just start spouting off a bunch of. If you give people the real Jeff Ward quiz about any of those places, they'll get it all wrong. Most of them will get it all wrong. But I don't think it's quite accurate to say. On that list, if you line up, if you pull 1,000 people, what percentage could tell you they know what half of those were? 10% maybe, right? Maybe. I'm not even sure 10%. How many could name 75% of those? Now you're down to definitely single digits. I think you're getting close to under 5% could name 75% of those places. And then you got your answer. And the answer is you can't say gone but not forgotten. Actually gone and for the most part never known. Never. Look, Liberty Lunch... very famous music place that I believe Nirvana that played there in the early 90s? I think Nirvana, if somebody correct me on this, but I believe Nirvana played there. And in the end, one of the great music reviews I've ever read was the closing down of Liberty Lunch. And this was, you know, this is when Austin did have some weirdness. This is when Austin actually did have some hippies and people did do some pretty crazy stuff. If I'm not mistaken, there was Kirk Watson, oddly enough, was mayor about that time, I think, or must have been, and they went out and they burned his picture in the street. And people got to take something from Liberty Lunch. You got to remove stuff from Liberty Lunch. And, you know, like I remember reading at the time, the writer for the Statesman, I can't remember who it was that did the music reviews, writing at the time, he had this great line, and this is a long time ago. He had this great line that said Liberty Lunch is gone, and, you know, but his final line was something like, "And so went the soul of Austin." This is 25 years ago. Somebody was saying, "And so went the soul of Austin," which is perfectly true. He had it exactly right. He knew what was coming. He knew what was coming. It was like the closing of a legendary venue and the loss of the soul of Austin.
Have you seen that T-shirt? You don't read Facebook. There's a T-shirt now.
Man, I talked about it on this program. You did? Talking about immigration and AR-15s.
You talked about the T-shirt. All the places.
Yeah, I named them. And I said, what percentage of a population could name, could identify half of those?
Hmm.
What percentage? That's a question.
I would say probably 15%.
I said 10.
You said 10?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be many because long ago and far away, I need to show that to my kids. They would go, what's that?
Look, I printed out a picture of it.
See, I'm glad you're doing it, man.
Stop talking about immigration over there and talk about this stuff.
You're doing it. That's great.
I've been to...
Okay, give me something.
I've been 80% of them.
Okay, give me some names.
Well, I have to read it off the printed out copy here.
Can you read that?
Shady Grove, Threadgills, La Zona Rosa.
Check.
You've been to La Zona Rosa? I bet you've never been to Atomic City.
Was that the... cartoon place, was that the place where you bought stuff?
What does that mean?
Oh, you bought
place where you bought stuff.
You bought stuff. Yeah,
like
cartoon
Sears?
Books and stuff, or is that
like
a different
comic book store?
Comic books, yeah.
Graphic Austin novels, Music too. Hall,
been there,
yeah, of course. Let's see, Mother's Cafe.
Mother's right there across from Hyde Park.
Which is now Kura's.
Right. Used to go. Went to Mother's once. I'm not a big vegetarian person.
I used to
go
to Mother's three times a week.
Did you?
At the same spot. Knew the family that owned it.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, they just got tired, really?
They burnt it. Well, it caught on fire.
Okay.
They came back, and then COVID hit.
Oh, man.
And then Kura's came forward and said, hey, look. And they said, you know what? You're right. We're out.
Mm-hmm.
And at least they gave it to another Austinite.
Yeah.
Let's see. I love video. Vulcan Video.
Which is back.
Vulcan Video.
You never been to Vulcan Video.
Of course I was over there on 29th Street.
Really? You went to Vulcan Video?
Well, of course I did. Man, it's right down from Conan's.
Did they have porno VHS?
Remember Conan's right down there? Answer my question. Remember Conan's?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, see?
I do.
Hey, but
I love
it's
Conan's.
Okay because I love video is coming back.
Okay, well, that's
we love video.
That's a great business model.
Yeah,
right next to Workhorse.
Lunch. Let's see, what else is on here?
Hutz.
Huts is on there. Threadgills, of course. Holiday House?
Loved Holiday House.
Holiday House.
Love those burgers at Holiday House, and the breakfasts were so good.
They were fantastic.
You used to take the boys there all the time.
Yep. Did you go on in Barton Springs? Did you guys go to what?
Exposition.
Remember what was there? On Barton Springs?
Oh, yeah, your friend.
My
Charlie the Alligator,
which you horrific people would throw french fries at.
Yeah.
I saved him. I freed him. You know that when I was a kid? I freed the alligator.
Frisco Shop.
Where was this alligator?
It was an alligator. It was awful. It used to drive me. I loved the restaurant. Holiday House was, what is Holiday? What's right there now? On Barton Springs Road, it's still the same building, I think. So out front, they had this terrible pond.
Is that like where Joe's Crab Shack used to be?
No.
It's
further
toward the west. It's right across the Long Center.
Yeah.
Okay.
So really good hamburgers, though.
Really good hamburgers. Good breakfast, too.
Yeah. And then, but I just was so bothered by the alligator that would sit out there in the pond.
Real alligator.
Charlie the alligator. He was big.
Real alligator.
Yeah.
Real.
And then people throw french fries in there, which bothered me as well. So one day I snuck out.
Was it wild or was that its home?
Well, it was his home, but it's 105 degrees. I mean, he's
a wild alligator.
There were no rules back then.
Wow.
Cool. And so I opened the gate.
Nice. Good for you.
He didn't move.
It wouldn't leave.
He didn't leave.
They don't like to move very often.
He didn't move at all.
Wanted fries.
Yeah.
I mean, can you blame him?
I kept saying, come on, Charlie. Come on. Hurry before the traffic comes. Before the light changes. Come on, Charlie.
Let's go to Lady Bird Lake. And you can have a new home there.
I was going to. That's where I was taking him.
Yeah. You're not supposed to swim in there anyway.
So. I was taking him there, but he didn't move. I left the gate open. Probably stayed open another 5 years, and Charlie never moved.
Is Charlie still around?
No.
The place is gone. That
Holiday
place,
House
that
is gone. You know, there's a trailer. The heirs of the Holiday House have a big food trailer.
Oh, is that right?
That they'll put it on Facebook where we're serving, you know.
They still have the gator? Have you checked?
I don't think they've got Charlie. They only have gator meat on there. They just have hamburgers.
Don't say that.
Go to the snake farm. They got an albino gator.
That's terrible.
Down there.
Let's see.
Christie's on there?
Christie's was on there. Frank and Angie's. I don't consider Frank and Angie's as old Austin.
Oh, they're pretty old, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Frank and Angie's, yeah, it was pretty old. Christie's was real old. Christie's was a seafood place. Where the Hyatt is.
I'll tell you one, Miltos.
Miltos Pizza, yeah.
I liked Miltos.
Miltos on Guadalupe.
Fantastic.
Right.
I take dates there.
Dates to Miltos, Greek salad and a piece of pie.
let's see, what else? Most of these are, I don't think you could
only
find.
Only down to one Magnolia.
Liberty Lunch. What is this? Emmanuel's? No. Is that right?
Don't know what that was.
I don't either. Sounds Rebel Drive-In.
Rebel Drive-In. Was that it?
What do you mean, was that? Are you kidding me? Are you going to act like you don't know? Are you kidding me? You're a Texas State student. You probably went there every Friday evening.
I don't remember where it was.
You climbed the fence over there, Rebel Drive-In.
Was it Burnett Road and something?
It was all
Mayor Joanna? Well, Ben White.
It was a giant, and I mean... a giant outdoor screen of porn.
Oh, really?
It was so
wow.
There's no joke. I'm not kidding.
That sounds like it's near neighborhoods then, too.
It was, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I remember when a cat closed. It was very controversial because, you know, people are throwing cats in the back. Look, Daddy, look.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not joking. And this guy over here is going to act like some Texas State
never
student.
Heard of it.
Didn't go there. Are you
kidding
me?
I didn't go to Texas State.
You loaded up an El Camino with
your
friends.
I didn't go to Texas State, by the way. What's Southwest Texas State?
Excuse me.
Yes.
You're going to tell me you guys were too cool to go to Rebel Drive-In? That's where you were all night.
Well, you're still a great drive-in in Buda.
Triple feature there. You should get those big boxes. You
put
can
them,
stick
put
them
on the
window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you listen through your radio.
Well, not at the
Rebel.
I don't
like that as much.
Oh, boy, it was
gross.
You
have to leave your car on.
Really gross. Hills Cafe. Does that count?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's Bob Cole's old place.
Right. Flipnautics. There you go. Babbel is a language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. But I can tell you firsthand how easy learning a new language can be with Babbel. So let me start by telling you how Babbel works. Then we'll talk about how it's worked for my family. Babbel gives you 15-minute lessons created by language experts, and the lessons are built around real life. So you have practical conversations about travel, relationships, business, you name it. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages. That includes Spanish, French, Italian, and I guess the new language in my house, German. So here's my connection to Babbel. So one of my kids is going to Germany this summer, and he wanted to learn enough German to feel comfortable, so we got the Babbel app. And in less than 2 months, his fluency in German is amazing. He's not just getting by, he's going to fit right in. He followed the Babbel app just as instructed. So what you need to do now is go to Babbel.com/Jeff Ward. That's B-A-B-B-E-L, Babbel.com/Jeff Ward to get 55% off your subscription right now. Do it now. I know it works. I'm hearing proof every single day. It's Babbel.com/Jeff Ward for 55% off your subscription. B-A-B-B-E-L, that's Babbel.com/Jeff Ward for 55% off. Babbel, language for life. You can only make it to Vegas or any casino with sportsbooks so often, but you can still enjoy betting or practice your strategy. Just have fun playing. That's why MyBookie's online casino is a game changer. Go there right now because MyBookie is offering a generous sign-up bonus, and it's easy. Use the promo code Jeff Ward and get a deposit bonus. Just use the promo code Jeff Ward to give you a head start and a deposit. MyBookie's online casino is amazingly user-friendly, and you can enjoy weekly blackjack tournaments and brand new collections of high-end games. MyBookie Casino is as close to being in the casino as you can get. I use the MyBookie Casino site to play everything from blackjack to poker. I actually practice my strategy, and if you can collect, You'll love the rewards. You'll get free spins, cashback offers, and VIP perks. Remember this. You play more, you win more. It's that simple. If you want to learn to play a game, it's the way to start. Go to MyBookie Casino right now. Get the bonus deposit with my promo code. That's Jeff Ward, J-E-F-F-W-A-R-D. It's MyBookie Casino. Use the promo code Jeff Ward. MyBookie Casino. Use the promo code Jeff Ward and get the bonus deposit right now. I think the John Madden movie is really interesting. For those that don't know,
love it.
There is a movie titled Madden, and there's a movie about John Madden. It's not out yet.
It's just now
but
talked about. It's not even, I don't believe it's in production yet.
Produced by Amazon and MGM, directed by David O. Russell, five-time Academy Award nominee.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Okay.
American Hustle. He is a great director.
I love American Hustle.
I loved both of those, Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle. American Hustle was so fine.
Kristen
Bale.
It really was.
He's also accused of having a very hostile work environment.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't care.
He's a very, very mean person.
American Hustle was fantastic.
Yeah, does he?
That's one of my favorite movies of a really good year, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. American Hustle. Oh, yeah.
But what's most interesting, there's no doubt Madden is interesting. I mean, that is the most bizarre career. You know, most people, you're great at one thing.
Yeah.
He's become famous for three things.
Coaching.
An entire generations, multiple
TV,
generations
pitchman.
Know him
yeah.
for different reasons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You ask old people like me, say, great football coach for the Oakland Raiders. Great football coach. You talk to people younger than me, sort of like Jeff. You go, oh, great broadcaster. You talk to Brandon over here. He said, man, I loved his pitch. He was a pitch man and the video games.
Video
correct?
Games.
Yeah, but he was also in a very good movie, Little Giants, the annexation of Puerto Rico.
Easy
nailed
there.
It.
Easy there, boy.
Nailed it.
Easy there.
Nailed it. But Madden, first of all, he quit early. Because he got burned out coaching, which is kind of what used to happen to coaches a lot.
A Super Bowl. Yeah.
It was an interesting time. It survived a plane crash. There's that part. So he didn't fly. He hated to fly. Didn't end up not flying. But his entire career was basically jump-started by the light beer commercials.
Yeah.
Which became incredibly famous because they tapped into... Tastes great, less filling.
Right.
That whole campaign of sports figures, and when he burst through the sign, it launched his entire career.
Boom!
Next thing you know, he gets a gig calling games, and he's the most famous color commentator, I think, of our time.
I would probably say he is, Jeff, because he was so innovative.
I mean, maybe
so himself.
Maybe, I mean, in different ways, Cosell, Meredith, and those guys were famous for. He was the next. After Cosell, Meredith, and Gifford, it was John Madden.
Yeah, because he was so different. Had that the prompter and everything and the screen and the Thanksgiving Day games. And bigger than life guy. Big guy, but also bigger than life.
And then to think that he stumbled into it because of a train ride, he stumbles into the video game, which he was telling them about. The reason why, if I remember correctly, the way he became – the video game is that he was telling them about football plays. And so they were trying to make the game as realistic and interesting as possible. And so he was stuck on a train ride with one of the creators, and that's how it happened.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
And this movie is going to be intriguing because I always kind of go, oh, how are you going to pull this one off?
Yeah.
But I've got confidence in David O. Russell, American Hustle, Silver Linings Playbooks, to do just that. It seems like it's going to be a difficult deal for people who are older, who know John Madden, a lot about him. I think it's going to be easier for people. It may be for people under the age of 30, people who don't know really about, never saw him on TV, never saw the Taste Great, Less Filling. I don't know.
But would that make it more interesting for them or not?
I think David O. Russell can take more license on the story because.
Was there a dark side to Madden's life? I don't know that there was. Not that I know of.
So. On that bus, that's all. Maybe bus.
I don't know. A bus?
Did you guys mention who's supposed to play John Madden in the movie?
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned who's going to play John Madden.
The best part.
If you go and ask people, we ask the audience right now, you've got 3 hours to name the actor that's going to play John Madden. 4 hours from now, you're still going to be naming actors.
Who is this?
You would never do it.
I think he can do it.
I hope he can do it.
He can make that voice. I have no doubt.
I think he can.
He can emulate him.
You got to have the look, though, because Madden's
look. A lot of makeup. It's going to be lot of makeup.
Madden's look, it was like, remember, there's a lot of people, I had this conversation with my kids. You don't know a time in which coaches wore different stuff on the sidelines. You don't know a time when they wore, when Tom Landry wore a suit.
Or in the fedora.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't even think they're allowed anymore. Madden would wear slacks.
Slacks and a golf shirt.
Yeah.
But then sometimes he'd wear a jacket, but he wasn't the pillar of fashion. He wasn't the king of fashion.
No, he was a slob.
Yeah, he was overweight and just had a big belly, and he looked like the everyday guy.
Yeah.
Didn't he sell isotoner gloves too? Boom! Isotoner gloves.
I don't know.
Remember that?
What?
No?
Oh, I never remember that.
All right, pull that commercial up. Find that commercial. I like that.
But the guy who's going to be portraying him, I think he's a really, really, really funny guy. But let me just say this about all his movies.
They're always the same. Except for one.
They're all sort of the same, and they all kind of peter out after 1 hour
in. They're hilarious for 70%.
And for the last 40 minutes, they stumble to the finish line.
They're great for 70% of the movies, hilarious.
And I give you Ricky Bobby was really funny most of the time.
Every one of them is the same way. Old school. Was hilarious. 70% of it was hilarious.
Right.
And then in the end, you got to wrap it up, and it just doesn't work.
The one about they had the casino in their neighborhood was really funny. Remember that? Did you see that one? Had a casino in the neighborhood to help pay for the child's college fund. That was really funny, but it just sort of peters out. It's sort of like I'm a big fan of John Grisham, the novelist.
Okay, thanks for that.
Who's really, really good, but he's great for three quarters of the book, then he sort of wraps it up really, really quickly and go, now how the hell did this just happen?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How did that happen?
Well, there's two things with Will Ferrell as playing John Madden. And I tried to think who else could play John Madden that could pull it off. I think you got to do it serious, though.
I think you have to, too.
I mean, I don't think this is funny. I mean, that's a problem for Will Ferrell. I mean, not for Will Ferrell himself, because he was great as Buddy.
He was really good in Stranger Than Fiction.
He was great as Buddy.
Yeah. Stranger Than Fiction.
Buddy was
very good movie.
I think probably the Will Ferrell's best movie, start to finish. Every other movie is hilarious for 70%, like you say.
Yeah.
And he's got to have one naked scene. Every movie.
Let's go streaking.
Every movie you see his butt.
Hey, honey,
I don't know. The
streaking.
Other guys is a. It may be a really long movie, but I think that's one of his best as well. With Mark Wahlberg.
This is going to be interesting. It's a tough thing to pull off.
I go back to David O. Russell. He's such a great director and with complex issues. But this, he did the deal. American Hustle is about when they're buying congressmen and senators.
Yeah.
And Christian Bale, who's a magnificent British actor, played an American.
That movie was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Don't forget Three Kings.
Yeah, the music.
Remember Three Kings?
Won the music great in it.
I like Three Kings. He did Three Kings?
Yeah.
Wow, that was cool.
Silver Linings Playbook with De Niro.
It's
superb.
I don't know that John Madden has, I don't know if there's going to be that dark side moment in there, but it's, it's an interesting life, man. I mean, how you go from I'm done with football, I'm burned out, I want to get out of here. And remember, here's another thing I told my kids. I go, you've never been alive when the Raiders mattered.
Right.
For a lot of people, when I was a kid, the Raiders and the Cowboys mattered. The Raiders mattered. The Raiders had a ton of stars.
Oh. Great teams.
And then, the way they played was that's an interesting thing about Madden as a coach and Al Davis as an owner. It was a very distinct way they played, vertical.
Mm-hmm.
They had crazy characters. They were lawless.
They had great they had great passing games, great wide receivers, Biletnikoff, Cliff Branch, Snake Stabler, those guys.
Dave Casper. So his football part, it was a pretty interesting time in football in general. Just the way he ran that team was pretty interesting because they were a lot of people thought they were out of control with people like Jack Tatum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
But then
God bless Daryl Stingley.
He disappeared. Then he does the beer commercials. Then he became the household name for broadcasting.
I guess you can age up.
The most famous color commentator of our lifetime.
Yeah.
The wealthiest until recently.
Until Tony Romo came along. I guess you can age up Will Ferrell. My friend Kevin said, what about John Goodman?
Whatever happened to John Goodman?
He's still around. He's lost a bunch of weight.
He's still doing
great.
He
looks like John Madden.
Yeah, he's lost a lot of weight.
He looks more like John Madden than Will Ferrell looks like John Madden.
Yeah.
Just got to get the shaggy look. But to sound like Madden is a whole other thing. Because you got to pull off the sound.
You do. But do you really? Do you? You have to do the...
Have you ever watched a documentary on Alum on the NFL, on John Madden on the NFL Network? It's really, really good.
Probably so.
It is really good. Everyone liked him. They talked about his broadcasting career that he became. He was like our first broadcaster rock star. And they had people come to the bus and show up and all that stuff.
Howard Cosell was before he was, but Howard Cosell was...
But he wasn't liked, though. He was a rock star, but he wasn't liked, was he?
Oh, no, he wasn't liked. That's why people would watch him, because they...
Right.
One of those, I hate his guts. And they watched him every Monday night to see what he would say. He was very controversial. Yeah. People, instead of... Howard Cosell's around, people would be destroying TVs when his picture would come on, and people loved John Madden.
Right.
Loved him. Loved the guy.
Madden was pretty nondescript in terms of controversy. It was more about his shtick that if you just compare him to someone like Romo now, I mean, Romo has his own quirky way, and the Romo act, I think, is probably getting stale to some people. But Madden was about just
football.
I think it was more about his shtick.
Just the booms and the stuff.
Some stuff going on. He had this one moment where the best John Madden moment was the time a pigeon was on the field. He spent 3 minutes on the pigeon. It was hilarious. I watched it one night just out of the blue. And it was spectacular. I don't know. It's an interesting project. He's an American icon, man. That dude, that's quite a life.
And he will be introduced to a lot of people, a lot of young people who don't know really much about him.
They know the name on the game.
They know the name on the game.
That's it.
That's it. They don't know his football background, his pitchman background. Or his color commentator background. It's going to be a challenge for Will Ferrell. It's going to be a challenge.
Now I'm curious. You're a method actor yourself, correct?
Yes. Yes, okay. I am.
Yeah. How do you get that job? I mean, no matter what, Will Ferrell can't get away from
the
characters. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like I read the McConaughey talk about when he went from rom-coms to Dallas Buyers Club.
He lost about 80 pounds.
Yeah, I know. And I've watched him do it. I watched him do it. But how you... Either your agent has to sell you like crazy, or you got to get really lucky. I mean, mm-hmm. Will Ferrell's agent... I mean, had to do a heck of a sales job.
I think I consider David O. Russell a serious director.
Right.
Who makes art, where a lot of people think of Will Ferrell as just a jokester, Ricky Bobby. And, yeah. Old school, yada-da-da-da-da. Right. So it's going to be good. I can't imagine it's not going to be really, really good.
It won't sell. I don't think it'll sell.
I think it will sell because of Will Ferrell.
I think
it will sell because of Will Ferrell.
Who's going to go? Is it RJ?
I'll go.
Your kid's going to go?
I don't know if I'll go. I'll see it on Netflix.
Right, you're not going to. Are you going to go to the mall and watch movie?
No, I'm going to go to Netflix. I'm going to sit in my house. I'm going to sit in my house.
Yeah.
I think... Because it's Will Ferrell resonates with the 30-year-old crowd. Still does.
Still?
Still.
You sure?
Positive.
Huh. That I did not know.
We talked about this on the End Zone Club Saturday.
Is that right?
I'm in my 30s. I like Will Ferrell.
Yeah, see?
He's funny. He's still funny. I mean, he does a lot of stupid things.
You don't know anything about... Do you know anything about John Madden, though? What does Madden mean to you?
I mean, I've always known him as the Raiders head coach and mainly as a broadcaster more than anything else. I mean, I'm a product of the 80s, so
take me back that far.
You're in the wheelhouse.
You know enough. It's the Madden generation that has probably not even put two and two together.
I swear, we talked about Madden before he passed away, wondering if he was even still around.
And then he died
like 3 days later.
Yeah.
it's kind of weird.
Whatever happened to him? And then
is John Madden still alive? Yeah, he is.
Dead?
Nope, not anymore.
Yeah.